You've mentioned the chair several times. Obviously, the choice of chairperson is crucial to a board's effectiveness. Who do you think makes the best chair?
The role of the chair is to support the chief executive and help him do the best job possible, but not to do it for him. Often an outgoing executive takes on the role of the chair, but they can find it a difficult part to play if they're not really ready yet to give up the reins. So I'd go for someone who's heading for the top. An inexperienced business person, though, is a bit of a risk, as the skills needed by a chair do have to be learnt.
What qualities and skills does the chair need, then?
It has to be someone who can resist the desire to impose his own will on the board. He must ensure all opinions are covered and must be able to keep people calm at stressful moments. He should be able to point out the strengths in any argument and help the board come to the best decision possible.
I suppose the agenda is another important factor in running a successful meeting.
Yes, it's extraordinary how little time is devoted to prioritising what goes on the agenda. It's often drawn up by a secretary from a standard list, because the people attending the meeting are supposedly spending their time focusing on more important matters.